What if everything you've been told about success, the decade of practice, the linear career path, the slow climb up the ladder, is completely wrong? After losing everything multiple times and rebuilding from scratch, one truth became crystal clear. The traditional rules of mastery are artificial barriers that only hold power because we believe in them. The pandemic shattered these illusions for millions, forcing a collective reckoning with how we approach careers, learning, and success itself. This isn't about shortcuts or hacks. It's about recognizing that the fastest path to expertise isn't a straight line, but a series of intelligent detours that bypass unnecessary suffering. The famous 10,000-hour rule sounds impressive until you realize you don't have a decade to spare. Life moves too fast, opportunities vanish, and waiting 10 years to become competent means missing the moment entirely. Skip the 10,000-hour wait. Run 10,000 experiments instead. Each delivers immediate feedback. There's no failure, only learning or winning. Tracy Morgan experimented with raw, unfiltered comedy rather than meticulously rehearsing. Andy Warhol evolved from photorealistic illustration to pop art through experimentation. His Campbell Soup paintings, based on a $50 idea, eventually sold for $11.7 million. Edison needed 9,000 experiments for one working invention. Picasso created over 50,000 paintings. Richard Branson launched more than 300 companies. Prolific experimentation beats perfect execution. Effective experiments share key traits: minimal setup, little downside, massive upside potential, novelty, and guaranteed learning. When someone wanted to create tie-dyed Made in America clothing, the advice was simple: make prototypes in China to test on Etsy, or create Facebook ads with Photoshopped products to gauge interest. These experiments could determine viability in one afternoon, potentially saving 6 months of wasted effort. Being prolific matters more than being perfect. Improve just 1% each day, and through compounding, you'll be 37.78 times better in 1 year, a 3,800% improvement. This isn't motivational fluff, it's mathematical reality. The same principle that builds wealth builds skills. Small, consistent improvements stack dramatically over time. A salesperson learning one new closing technique weekly, a programmer mastering one function daily, or a writer increasing output by 50 words each week, that writer produces an additional 130,000 words annually, equivalent to 2 novels. Learning scrambled eggs today, baking fish tomorrow, experimenting with sauces next, each small skill builds on the last. Temperature control mastered while making eggs transfers to searing meat. Roy Choi merged Korean barbecue with Mexican tacos. Dominique Ansel invented the cronut. Being the only often matters more than being better. But the equation works in reverse too. Lose 1% daily through neglect, and by year's end, you'll retain only 3% of your starting knowledge. A 30-minute practice session seems insignificant until you realize it equals 182.5 hours annually, over 4 full work weeks of focused improvement. Consistency trumps intensity. Maria Konnikova won up to $250,000 in poker tournaments within a year by borrowing hours from her psychology PhD, reading behavior, detecting emotional cues, making decisions under pressure. Her coach Eric Seidel transferred probability calculations and strategic thinking from world championship backgammon to win 8 World Series of poker bracelets. Pele skipped the line through futsal, Brazilian indoor soccer on smaller courts with heavier balls, forcing exceptional ball control and quick decisions. No single skill called business exists. Any ability worth mastering is a collection of micro skills requiring individual development. Missing crucial micro skills costs millions. Not understanding that service businesses are worth less than product businesses meant software similar to WordPress was built but used only for service work valued at $250,000. Writing involves storytelling, language play, genre understanding. Chess requires openings, middle games, end games, tactics. Public speaking demands voice modulation, body language, content structure. For any interest, list at least 10 required micro skills, including technical abilities and tribal skills like networking. You can only excel at obsessions. The person who studies history, tries new ideas, seeks the best trainers, and analyzes masters will outperform everyone else. Frank Shamrock, pound for pound, the greatest UFC fighter, reveals his mastery formula: plus, minus, equals. Plus represents mentors, people better than you from whom you learn. If direct mentors aren't available, find virtual ones through books, absorbing 30 years of knowledge in hours. When seeking mentors, never ask, "What do you need?" That creates unwanted homework. Instead, overpromise and overdeliver. Minus is someone with fewer skills you can teach. Teaching forces true mastery of fundamentals. Chess champion Jose Capablanca wrote a basic chess book immediately after becoming world champion, understanding that mastery requires constant return to basics. Equals are peers at your skill level with whom you compete and learn. Throughout history, scenes of equals drove innovation. The Homebrew Computer Club brought together Steve Jobs, Steve Wozniak, and Bill Gates. The Beat Writers formed another scene with Ginsberg, Kerouac, and Burroughs. Nobody reaches the top 1% alone. You need equals pushing you forward, helping measure progress in your learning hierarchy. The average worker is productive for only 2 hours 53 minutes daily. The rest vanishes into digital distractions, unnecessary meetings, and workplace socializing. The Pareto Principle provides clarity. 20% of customers generate 80% of revenue, 20% of bugs cause 80% of crashes, 20% of daily tasks produce 80% of meaningful results. Apply this recursively and you get the 64-4 rule. Just 4% of effort produces 64% of results. The 51 rule reveals that a mere 1% of activities generate half your value. Analyzing income streams revealed that passive investments, particularly in technology startups, generated most wealth while requiring minimal time. Board meetings, weekly consulting calls, and television appearances all provided minimal returns. Eliminating these low-value activities created space for passion projects like writing 20 books and podcasting to millions. Success requires measuring activities' actual impact, ruthlessly eliminating tasks that don't contribute significant value, and reinvesting in high-leverage opportunities. The spoke and wheel method creates sustainable income through interconnected revenue streams. Your expertise forms the hub, with monetization channels extending outward as spokes that reinforce each other. Marie Kondo exemplifies this. Her KonMari philosophy anchors spokes including best-selling books in 40-plus languages, a Netflix series, branded products, and certified consultant training generating over $30 million. Walt Disney pioneered this when 1930s animation struggles led to Mickey Mouse merchandise. Ingersoll Waterbury watches sold over 1 million units in 1934. The strategy offers crucial advantages. Income diversification protects against market shifts, while multiple entry points funnel customers between offerings. Being resilient means bouncing back after failure, but being anti-fragile means growing stronger from adversity. True anti-fragility requires having skin in the game, something to lose. A journalist predicting earthquakes faces no penalty if wrong, but required to bet money, they'd research thoroughly or stay silent. Build anti-fragility by identifying catastrophic vulnerabilities and deliberately exposing yourself to small doses of that risk, like a vaccine strengthening immunity. By embracing uncertainty, conducting experiments, borrowing hours, mastering micro skills, and applying plus minus equals, you skip the line while building a life that thrives on shocks.